You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Relationship Talk with Clement Maniatella.
Time for our relationship feature now. And today we're discussing navigating a scenario where your family or friends don't accept your partner for whatever reason. Maybe they are homophobic. Maybe they are racist. Maybe they are sexist. Maybe they don't think that your partner meets your standard. And sometimes it's the fact that they haven't forgiven your partner for what your partner may have done to you once and you shared it with your family. So how do you deal with that when they disapprove of your partner? Because family support is important in a relationship, right? You want your partner to get along with your family. They must get along with your loved ones. So I want us to discuss the signs that you can even pick up, right? Showing that your loved ones don't like your partner. Sometimes the red flags that parents see your partner waving may just be that. So how do you differentiate and how do you pick up the signs and how do you navigate when even your friends or even your family doesn't approve of your partner, someone you really love? If you want to share some experiences with us, give us a call on 011-883-0702. Maybe you are in that situation, right? And you are torn between your family and your partner. Why are they not accepting of your partner? I'd like to hear what your experiences are. And if you want to send a WhatsApp voice note, you're welcome to do that as well on 072-702-1702. Leah Sefor is a relationship coach. Leah, thank you so much for making time once again. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Yes, Leah?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Welcome back. Thank you for making time.
Pleasure. Hi, Clement.
Let's first start this by laying the foundation. Let's talk about the importance of family support in a relationship. I think a lot of us want our partners to get along with their family.
Of course we do. It's human nature. You know, we want everybody to be connected. And it's children, no matter how old you are, never stop looking for approval from their parents. So there's a part of you that wants your parents to approve because then it makes you feel confident in your own choice of partner as well. So, you know, you want it to be peaceful. You want family get-togethers to be enjoyable. You know, you definitely want it, you know, everyone to get along. But I think what we'll find out today is that expectations on both sides can sometimes be too high and they have to be managed.
Would you say that a relationship is destined to fail if your partner and your family cannot connect or get along or they just disapprove of each other?
No, not necessarily. I've worked with a lot of couples where there has been parental rejection. And at the end of the day, if your partner becomes the number one person in your life and you're in this committed relationship together, they are the priority. And in those situations, as much as it sounds terrible, there's a separation of who spends time where. So if a partner is not approved of by the parent, then that child will see the parent separately and there won't be get-togethers at lunches. So it definitely doesn't mean the relationship won't survive. I know a lot of thriving relationships, even though family don't approve.
Yeah. How do you navigate it, though? So if you are in a situation where your family and even sometimes your friends don't approve of your partner for whatever reason, how do you navigate it? Should you be the one that mediates between the two of them? Because you don't want to choose a side, but you also want to try and get them to connect and get along.
I think the first thing is that it's important to have a conversation about why they have this opinion of your partner. You've got to open up a conversation, listen to their concerns, and ask them to be very specific. They can't just generally say, I don't like this person. You have to be specific with me. What is it that you do not like about them? So, you know, if they are concerned about how you are being treated, you know, how maybe your partner puts you down. Maybe they override your opinion in public. Maybe they try and control you and how you spend money, or maybe they perceive there to be some verbal or physical or any kind of abuse. If it's how you are being treated that is a concern, that is a big red flag, and you need to be listening to that because your family do know you. If, as you mentioned at when you started this conversation, that it's about bias, if it's race or finances or religion or you know, same-sex relationship or disability issues, then that for me is something to ignore because you are choosing the person that is right for you. So open up a conversation and say, I really want to understand this. And I really want to understand where you're coming from. And let's try and correct maybe a few misunderstandings or misperceptions here. Mm. And then when they've spoken, you then need to speak to them to say, you know, what do you like about your partner? How do they make you feel? What do they do for you? How have they helped you? Because there's a whole lot of stuff your partner, your parents and friends don't know and they don't see. So it's also giving them more information to work with.
Yeah. Oh, can you just ignore it though, Leah? Can you just ignore it when it also gets to even issues around prejudice? Maybe they don't like that you brought a white boyfriend home or a black girlfriend home, or that, you know, your partner doesn't even meet your standard because they're not as financially well off as you are, or it could be that it's a same-sex couple. Is it, do you just ignore it, or can you, like, would it be extreme if someone decides I'm cutting off my family because I just don't like what their approach is to this?
You know, Clement, it depends on A, the seriousness of the relationship that you are in, and how committed you want to be in that direction. I feel that any prejudice needs to be ignored, really. Mm. You are choosing this person for yourself, and your parents have got their own belief systems. But you need to make it clear to your parents that you are not living your life according to their beliefs and expectations. You are an adult. You can choose for yourself. And all you want from your parents is their support of you and your choices. If they cannot give that to you, then absolutely boundaries have to be put in place. Mm. So I have seen this a lot where people have chosen to not share time with family because of their ongoing judgment and their unwillingness to let go of their judgment or their opinions about a partner.
Mm-hmm. What are the signs to pick up so that you can see whether your family doesn't approve or not? Because sometimes it's subtle, right? They're not going to come out and say, oh, we don't like your husband, your wife, your partner, whatever the case is. But it can be subtle. So what are the signs to pick up showing your loved ones actually don't approve of your partner?
I think most of the time it's very passive aggressive. So it's things like you'll be invited, but not them. Or they'll want to do things with you alone and not include your partner. A lot of the time it's comparing your partner to your siblings' partners. Oh, look at your sister's partner and what they did for her. And, you know, your brother's wife did this thing for him. So that way is acknowledging your siblings' partners, but not acknowledging yours. And that they find the negative in everything that your partner does. You know, you may say, oh, I'm really missing my partner because he works, far away and I don't see him during the week. And then it'll be a snide comment like, oh, you know, it would be so nice if you actually had a partner who cared enough to be there with you, you know? So there's always like these snide underhanded comments that are designed to make you feel less of yourself. And I think that's the feeling in your body, is if a comment or a behavior coming from family makes you feel shameful or less of or bad, then that is a problem. That is a big red flag. So if they don't want to discuss your partner, if you bring up your partner in conversation and they quickly change the conversation to something else, just be aware of how they are isolating your partner into a very negative context.
Yeah.
And it's important to address that, to say, I notice that this is how you always speak about my partner. It triggers a lot of stuff for me. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Ooh. And people now are preparing to go on, you know, family gatherings. They'll be visiting family with their partners, with their wives, husbands, and I wonder how they can deal with problematic family over this period, family that doesn't approve. Like, do they sit with them, or for peace sake do you just ignore it? Because sometimes when you sit down, then just that heightens the tension. Then during your visit, then there's this elephant in the room. How do they deal with it?
I think people are very nervous about this December, more than I've ever seen people before. I think it's the first big December after COVID hit that a lot of families are getting together. A lot of people are traveling. And I think that, you know, first we have to take into account the general state of anxiety in most people at the moment, given what's happened. So everybody's already in a bit of a heightened sense of, you know, anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got to prepare your family. If it is a new partner, have the conversation ahead of time with your family to say, is it okay? Is it okay for everybody that this, I'm including this person in what is usually a close family event? Maybe you set up a date for them to all meet the person beforehand, if that's possible. And I think it's important to be clear on what is okay to talk about and what is not okay to talk about at, you know, on holidays. If you're just doing a Christmas lunch together, it's one meal, it's one day. You can all be on best behavior at that event. But if you're actually going on holiday with family for 2 weeks together, there've got to be some pre-conversations about things I'm worried about, things I think could pop up. How can we address that? And you can even say, if it's going to your parents who have usually had a negative reaction to partners you brought home, address that with them beforehand and say, I don't want a replay of what happened last time. And this is the story, and I want this to be a workable place. But if your family are still unwilling and they're not creating a space for your partner to be welcomed, then maybe it's time to consider whether you want to do this holiday or you want to spend Christmas together.
Yeah, because sometimes you just want to guard your peace, right? I've got listeners that are calling in to share their stories. What situation are you in right now? Are you perhaps even a family member or a friend that's not approving of your loved one's relationship? Are you perhaps in a situation where your family doesn't approve of your partner? Whether it's homophobia, whether it's racism, maybe it's sexism, it can be any other context. And how are you navigating that? How are you dealing with that? 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. I'll go straight to those calls and WhatsApps after the break. It's 20 after 11.
Relationship Talk
on 702.
22 minutes after 11 o'clock on our relationship feature today. We are talking navigating a scenario where your family or friends don't accept of your partner for whatever reason. How are you navigating that? Let's start with Johannes, who's calling us from Boysons. Johannes, good morning.
Hello, Manyathela, Manyathela. It's Chinas, not Johannes. My comment to this thing is, in most cases, the issue starts when a partner, instead of dealing with the matter within the house, they take their issues to the members of their family, like parents, sisters, in-laws, and stuff like that. So whereby when these people fix that issue and they go along, those other family members, they still stuck in it. They just see someone who gives their brother or sister problems or headaches and stuff like that. So I think it's better if maybe these people find someone who's not anywhere related to them in bloodline, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that way, at least, it reduces that thing of not the family members approving your partner, because they've got nothing that they're holding against. Like, for example, some other time when I was still using a taxi, public transport, there was this neighbors, the wife, I got into the taxi with the wife of the guy, and along the way, it happened that she had KFC and she had to eat that. When we're busy driving with the taxi and we get the sister-in-law, she gets in, and to her, the way you see, she was not impressed. Like, there are issues like, okay, now you eat this here so that when you go home, when you reach home, you don't need to cook or do anything that is required within the family. And the other thing is the issue of budget. Okay, you're doing this knowing that you're going to eat, okay, you're avoiding to eat beans, maybe with pap at home.
Yes, yes. Chinas, I've got you there. Chinas calling us from Boysons. Leah, do you think that's part of the reason why sometimes families disapprove of partners is because we share so much with them, and when we have a fight, we share with them what the issue is. And even if that ends up being resolved between me and my partner, the family doesn't forgive that easily.
It's one of the most common issues that I see. It's absolutely right. People overshare their problems. Family immediately leap to defense of the child. And it's very hard to undo that. And you've got to understand that whatever stuff you are going through, your family and friends will carry that same level of stress or trauma from breakups or from seeing you hurt or, you know, seeing you, you know, you're heartbroken. And when they get defensive, it's very hard for them to unwind that because they remember the bad stuff. They remember when something was said or done, and it's hard for them to let that go because they're not the ones in therapy working through that. You and your partner are. So you and your partner may have worked through all of that stuff and moved into a new place in your relationship, but your friends and family weren't included in that process. So please be, I couldn't agree with this caller more. Mm-hmm. Please try and rather find an objective third-party person like a therapist or a coach to go and address your relationship issues with rather than your family. Mm-hmm. They will always take sides. And then from that point, your partner's always going to be fighting against their perception.
Yeah, let's listen to some voice notes coming from some of our listeners.
Good morning, Clement. When I asked my wife to marry me, I told my dad, and his first reaction was like, why? And I was shocked. And what was really nice is when we eventually got married, at the wedding, my dad came to me and he's like, no, he understands now. He can see the love between us and he understands now why I chose to marry my wife. And we are happily married 9 years now. But yeah, it was really strange for my father to react that way. But we turned him around and everything turned out great. Have a lucky day. Martin from Pretoria.
Thank you for your message, Martin.
Hi, guys. How are you? You're talking to Joe here from Pretoria. I'm actually in Pretoria. I like the topic you're talking about today. I can also confess that I was in once in a situation like that, but to be honest with you, I overcame the situation by just loving my partner. I just loved my wife, and then we've been married now for 11 years. We're blessed with two kids, and all the family members that didn't like my wife, all of them, now they're in good books. They really like her, and I never asked anyone any reason why they don't like her, but I could see that they don't really like her. So whoever is in this situation, the only solution is to love whoever you're loving and let those who love her or who love you come around. Thank you.
Uncle Clem, interesting topic. I remember a few years ago, I literally just told my parents, should one day you guys don't approve of whoever I bring home, just know that it's the end of us. And I feel like we should have that frank conversation that, like you just said, or like your the lady in studio just said, I am not living my life because you guys are disapproving or approving of something. This is my life. All I need is your guys' support. Peter Ridgway.
Dumela Clement and our lovely guest. You know, it takes two to wreck and takes two to build a relationship. A love affair needs only two people. The third one may have a negative impact on your romantic relationship. It doesn't matter whether it's a parent, a father, a dad, a cousin. It doesn't matter. So, if a parent disapproves of your love affair, now do not develop a negative attitude towards your parent. Just go on loving each other. No one should choose a lover for you.
Hi, Clement. A very interesting conversation. What I can actually say is my personal story. My partner is European and I'm South African. I'm an African. So we have a little bit of a challenge because whenever his family members come over, tsontserintse, those plates, you know, those special ones that you don't just use for anyone else. But whenever my family comes over, it's almost as if nje akafuni or he's uncomfortable. So I think I actually wasn't aware of this, but I felt as if, you know, he grew up in a very, very racist structure. They didn't necessarily hate black people, but they just didn't know how to acknowledge a black person because of what they were seeing and what they had known. And funny enough, they actually have in their roots, one of their aunts is actually an African. Anyway, so then I always find that in as much as he's with me, we've got kids, there's still a part of him that still has that notion, you know, and I feel like he's a little bit uncomfortable in being in the surrounding of too many black people, and he's outnumbered, as opposed to being with his family, and then I'm the only black person there, you know, with my kids. So I feel like, yeah, maybe there's a part of him that is still a little bit racist, but it's taking time for him to get a hang of things. But at the same time, I'm not willing to wait that long. I mean, it's been over a decade,
sure,
you know, so yeah, it's a bit challenging.
Oh yeah, it is. I'll get Leah to respond to that after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. Thank you for the calls that are coming through. I see them, your WhatsApp voice notes. I'll get to them, more of those after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines.
702
Relationship Talk with Clement Maniatela.
So Leah Safor is a relationship coach who's guiding us through this discussion we're having today around navigating these scenarios where your family or friends don't accept of your partner for whatever reason. Leah, I don't know if you've got some reflections on some of the voice notes we got, particularly the last one I played before Eyewitness News.
It's so tough. It is so tough when you are, you know, in multiracial or different religious relationships, dealing with the parents, you know, beliefs, dealing with the family's reactions to that. And it takes time, but she's absolutely right. A decade is a huge amount of time to still be putting up with this kind of behavior. So I don't know what level of conversation she's having with her partner, how honest they've been about this. Are they working with a therapist or a coach to process or deal with these issues? It's sometimes so important when you don't know how to get that outside help. So I'd really urge her to do that, because I can hear she's you know, nearing the end of her tether with this behavior. But I think it's really important to, you know, a lot of people will say, but my parents should be happy. You know, if I'm happy, then my parents should be happy with that. And often it's not about whether you're happy. What it is that parents have had a lifetime of dreaming about who your partner is going to be in your life. And when you choose someone that doesn't match their expectations, it can trigger really interesting reactions in parents, from grief to anger to denial. And they are dealing with their own personal stuff. You know, maybe you've got a single parent who's really jealous that their child has now found a partner that's going to take them away from them. You know, maybe you've got a parent who themselves are going through a divorce or through an unhappy relationship, and it triggers them to see their child in a happy relationship. So there's often a lot more going on with parents and family than meets the eye. And a lot of the time, it's not even really about your partner. It's about their own stuff. So it's important, as always, to have conversations, honest, real conversations about this.
Yeah. Godfrey, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
How's it, Clement?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm all right, my brother. What an interesting conversation, eh?
Mm.
My kid, for me, on my side, you won't believe, I've got two kids. One is 18, one is 11. For me, they don't know most of my in-laws at all. We had issues when we were dating with my wife, and then, you know, family would be divided. Since then, I don't attend their functions, they don't attend our functions, and kids have grown now. If there's a funeral, we go all together, my kids doesn't even know them.
Sure. And what are those issues, Godfrey, that's driven you guys apart?
The challenge is, it would be one person in the family who would want their sister to be dating a particular guy, and if their sister is not interested in that guy, then suddenly you are a scapegoat. You are not being liked because of now you came and break whatever relationship that is there. So the only person that I see eye to eye with my in-laws is my mom-in-law, my mother-in-law. The rest of the family, no.
Sure. And how's your wife dealing with that? Because, I mean, I'm assuming here your wife loves you, loves the kids, and she also loves, you know, her family. And often she may find herself caught in the middle and having to choose.
My brother, it's very sad to a point where my wife had to choose between me and the family. And, you know, in our culture as blacks, when your wife receives a child, normally the family comes and helps. For me, unfortunately, I never had both of my parents. I have to see myself through out of everything.
Mm.
So my wife stood by me all in all up until today. So we are like that. We only attend if there's a funeral of the person that we used to be close with. We'll meet with them. It will be high from there. There would be nothing of any sort. And
wow.
Right now, my son is going to university next year. He doesn't know them. He doesn't even ask about them. when we go home, we meet with him, we make a nice matter of who's this guy. I say, this is the person. Okay, that's it. He won't even worry about wanting to know them or whatever, stuff like that.
Mm.
He grew up knowing me and my wife and my from my family side only.
Sure, Godfrey. So sorry, man, that's your reality. I'm wishing you all the best. Thank you for calling and sharing your story with us. These are the voice notes also coming through.
Hi, Clement and 702 listeners, TK here. With regards to families that normally do disapprove of your partner, especially if the partner is poor, they will not accept. Talking from experience here, and if the partner has got money and the partner is loaded, then the partner is everyone's favorite. You won't have any problems whatsoever. Cheers. Take it.
Hey, Clement. This is Elvis here in Joburg. Yeah, it's like you are talking to me, my brother, and I'm in a situation like that. My only parent is my mother. She doesn't like my partner. Yeah. The only person that I love, and I don't know what to say, but yeah, I'm in that situation, and I decided that I will go with my partner, because the reason that they gave, that I saw, is that my mother and the sister, they still want my ex, even though we have a tangible reason to go separate ways with her. But yeah, I decided to move out once.
Sure. Leah, and I think that's so common, right? That families are still attached to your ex-partner because they formed a solid bond. Maybe there was friendship that was established. But when you've decided to move on, they're still stuck in the past. And that just complicates things when there's someone new in the picture.
Really is. And you know, your family does form very close bonds with a partner when they've been in your life for a while. And just because you've broken up with your partner doesn't mean your family have. And they still have that relationship. So, you know, it's just urging your family to, you know, at the beginning, they may not have approved of that partner. And then over time, they fell in love with that person. So it's just reminding your family that, you know, that the new partner deserves a chance and deserves the opportunity. And if they trusted your decision with another partner, then they need to trust your decision with this new partner as well. And give her or him the space to make it with them.
Yeah. Do you think it's important, Leah, to understand why your partner might not accept your partner, why your family might not accept your partner? Because sometimes the argument could be made that they're picking up maybe some red flags that you may not necessarily have picked up.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's important to sit with them and to hear what their concerns are, because you're right. They do see stuff that you may not be seeing because you're in your love bubble and you're excusing a lot of bad behaviors. But if your friends, and more importantly, if more than just your parents, if it's your siblings, if it's your friends, if it's even close work colleagues that are all picking something up about this partner that's raising a red flag, you have to listen to that, because they've seen you go through relationships before. They know, you know, how you are when you're happy or how you are when you're not happy. And maybe you don't have the self-reflection to see that within yourself. So don't ignore parents all the time. I think we said this earlier that, you know, if their issue is bias, then yes, that's to be ignored. But if it is how you are being treated and they are concerned by how this person speaks to you or treats you, it is a very big red flag, and you should really pay attention to that.
Yeah. Linda, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Your conversation comes like a godsend. You will not believe it. My daughter's in a relationship with a person and for the past 2 years, and his mom refused to accept her.
Mm.
She's extremely conservative, and my daughter is very liberal. You know, and a son, he's 27, and at this stage, she keeps him at home and sort of keeps him locked up. She will go and fetch him, and he will go down for a weekend, and then on Mondays, mom will be there and to fetch him again. You know, and he's now studying abroad, and he's been here now for 2 weeks, and he's going down for a weekend to see her, and he apologizes continuously because his mom doesn't want to let him see her. And I'm on my way now, by accident, to the West Cape, to go and talk to him, to say, you know, but somewhere you need to choose. You can't continue. It's now 2 years. You can't continue the way it is. And yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I don't think it's the right way to approach it. You know, where she says Now, that sometimes it's personal. You know, I mean, it can be because her husband passed away about 3 years ago, and then it's then she really, really got stuck on her son.
Mm.
And it seems that's not the way to approach it, to go down and say, please, you know, but sort the thing out with your mom. It's not going to work. What do I do?
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow, Linda. Thank you for calling us. Let's hear what Leah has to say. Leah, would you advise Linda then to intervene? And at what level does she intervene? Does she speak to the partner?
I think it's very slippery slope when everybody in the family starts getting involved. You know, I think that she can raise her concerns, but not tell him how he should be doing or what should be happening with the family. It's sometimes there's just not going to be a solution. As much as we all want the happy ending, very often in this type of scenario, if the parent is very committed to their conservative beliefs, they are never going to drop the wall to accept a liberal, you know, in-law. And that's how they want to live their lives. You're not going to be able to change a lot of people's minds about this. So I can understand and hear the frustration and the concern in her voice. But at the end of the day, it's about the two people in relationship and what boundaries or conversations they are choosing to have around their relationship.
So must she have conversations more with her daughter on how this can be better approached then?
You know, I think it's like that earlier caller said, when you have a conversation about stuff that raises pain, the parent gets left with an opinion or a judgment about that. And if things do resolve, she's still going to be carrying energy about this. So, you know, by all means, go and have the conversation, but also manage your expectations of how you expect the kids to react to what you are asking them to do.
Yeah. All right. Linda, good luck. Thank you for calling us. I'm going to take a quick ad break. When we come back, I'll go to Valerie first in Rand Park Ridge and take the other calls and get some voice notes as well.
Relationship Talk on 702.
How do you navigate scenarios where your loved ones don't accept of your partner? How have you dealt with it? Do you have questions on how to approach the situation? You can give us a call. Send us a voice note or an SMS on 31702. Valerie, you're calling us from Rand Park Ridge. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Valerie.
My name is Valerie. I am a mother-in-law to two daughters-in-law.
Hmm.
Now, my son, before they left my house, I said to them, listen, whoever you choose, I will be happy with. Because I felt as a parent, I have done what I needed to do. They know what my expectations are. And even if it's not what I expect, it's fine. I will respect the choices that they make. And I must say, I have beautiful relationships with my daughters-in-law, my grandchildren. We sort of all flow together. And even if I see something that's wrong, it's fine. It's his life.
Mm.
He must work it out for himself.
Mm, absolutely. Oh, Valerie, you've got you are one of the incredible mother-in-laws. We've spoken on this show many times about how people are struggling with terrible mother-in-laws, terrible sisters and brothers-in-laws. So to have a mother-in-law who says, I'm embracing whoever that my children are bringing home as their lovers, that's incredible to hear. Voice notes. On 0727021702.
Hi, Clement. So, my partner and I had a fallout, a massive one, where we actually broke up. But prior to that, I had always told him that no matter what happens, he mustn't go and get my mother's... he mustn't go and tell on me to my mother, because my mother has got a very unforgiving heart. And she will not let it go, irrespective of whether I was right or wrong. And even if we could work things out, she would still be stuck there. So now that we broke up, my mother is right there in the thick of things. She's actually getting other people to actually help out in the fight, in fighting my ex-partner, which I think is very wrong. But yeah, it's important not to involve family in your disputes with your partner, irrespective of how bad things get. But try and get an objective person. That would be my advice to people. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for that advice. Some of the consequences really that come as you involve family in your disputes. Let's play more of the voice notes and then I'll go back to the calls.
Hi, Clement. I just listened to the previous caller who said the family wants the preview, the ex-girlfriend. To me, I don't think they want the ex-girlfriend. It's just an issue. It's deeper than that. If it was possible, but I'm not saying he must try it, and then let's say maybe he get back to the ex, he will still experience the very same problem. Yeah, I know where it's coming from. I'm also on the same thing. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Thanks. Danelle, you're in Pretoria. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Okay, okay, with my situation, I think it's more influenced by tribe because we are from a different tribe.
Mm.
And my husband is the last born, which makes us the babies of the family, so to say.
Mm.
But that has also helped me a bit to keep my distance from them because I look at them, because they're probably, most of them are almost my mom's age. So the best way that I do is I just ignore them. If there's a family function, I put on my big smile.
Mm.
The function, we carry on with the function. When it's done, I move on. Mm. Because at the end of the day, they are his family. And I the one thing that I didn't want to do is to put him in a situation where he feels that he has to choose. Because he loves me, yes, he loves our family. But he also loves his family.
Yeah.
So I felt that the reason I'm related with these people is because of him. So if he loves them, I accept that. But one thing that I wasn't going to do was to be confrontational with them to try and make them accept or whatever the issue is with them.
Oh.
I just told myself that it had nothing to do with me and that the issue was on them and with them. So we chose to live our lives. 12 years later, we're still happy.
Sometimes you need that level of maturity, right? Do you know what tribes are these? Which tribes are these?
I'm Betty Histwana.
Oh, he's Swana. Mm, okay, all right. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Danelle. And sure, good luck. And sometimes it's that maturity that you need, right? That level of maturity where you just put on a smile. It may be uncomfortable, but yeah, you just go in and out. If there's an event, just to maintain peace. But my goodness, I can't begin to imagine how draining that is.
Hi, Clement. My wife was like chosen for me, not like they went and said this is gonna be your wife. No, I mean she was someone that I was dating when I was in college, and then she fell pregnant. But at that time I thought I wasn't ready to get married. But after she met my mom and my other family members, ones that have so much influence in my life, they loved her from the get-go. So I remember after a year, when our daughter was a year, they all sat me down and said, we have no idea what you're looking for, but I think on this one, she has all the qualities of your wife.
Mm.
It's up to you to decide.
Sure. Wow. Another message says, hi, Clement. My mom always is so negative towards my husband. She is living with us and totally ignores him and doesn't even acknowledge him. He is wonderful and patient, but I must admit, it is straining in me, him and our relationship. I don't know how to handle this. Thank you. That's a message from ML. Leah, as we wrap up, do you have any advice for ML who says her mother is simply just ignoring her husband and she doesn't know how to approach it?
Well, I think that's not okay if the mother's living under her roof in their home. And you have the right to determine how you're going to be treated in your own home. And if that is incredibly disrespectful, not okay behavior, then some boundaries are going to need to be put in place that if she wants to keep living there, then she has to move past this behavior, because that's not okay. It's not okay to be under the same roof, to have to be dealing with this judgment. A lot of people have space separate from family. So I think my last words would maybe be to the parents listening here to just say, you know, who wins when you are constantly rejecting your kids' partners? Because the long-term consequences, you will be excluded from your grandkids' lives. You will be excluded from events. And what point are you trying to make by constantly rejecting your child's choice? And maybe to just think about that a bit and look at always creating a win-win in all relationships in your life.
Yeah. Oh, Leah, you've been wonderful this hour guiding us through this discussion. Thanks for making time. Leah Safo is a relationship coach.